Cybersecurity. He hacked right in. What a cybersecurity. Okay, anyway.
Who?
We are up to Yud Dal and Bay Station, sponsor for Shalema. Falls out of Zemarach, Omer Zemarach, and Benronon.
Ask him and trade him for a donut.
Who? Rothbart.
Yeah.
Omer Zemaronon. He doesn't take donuts because he only likes caramel. I've been asking me the whole Pesach to get it. Oh.
He's a cybersecurity.
Yakshu Machan, yeah. He hacked he rigged the election.
That guy's got stories galore, wow.
So I started with Masters, with Hayafa.
People paying far to have it today.
Not just like a person also.
We're going to do this again?
For them. Like, part of his job is not just like breaking computers. Like, he's like walk into like a bank, let's say.
And try to take it.
And
the idea is.
Computers and like in person.
A few years ago, yeah. When they had that whole thing with tag and all the filters and stuff, he was outside and he's like, this stuff doesn't even work. And I was like, why? Because all you have to do is and then you get around the filter.
Thank you.
Okay.
Most recognized, every night was Judowitz and Yerman, two genius computer guys. They say the same thing about tag. It doesn't work. If you control, delete, and bit, I don't know what you're talking about. A regular, normal guy, it works. It's not true. Jewish is not true. I got around it. You guys are computer mishagayim. You know how to get around everything. Anyway, Tana Rabbana. We're up to, thank you for coming, Rabbi Stein. Whatever the name is. Tana Rabbana. Ezem Aizah Shani.
For the donuts? No. Come one,
come all. Bring a friend. Talking about Ezem Aizah Shani, she ain't dumb if you're doing. We're talking about you today, by the way. Yeah, you'll see in a few minutes. Not you, mamish, but yeah, okay. Talking about Ezem Aizah Shani, she ain't dumb if you're doing. No, you'll see. Yisrael, you're not, by the way, you're part of the conversation also. Ezem Aizah Shani, she ain't dumb if you're doing. What does it mean, Mashen Shein Dom Yiduin? Sorry, the mission says, Netarvoy Mashen Shein Dom Yiduin B'Shlosha. That's, you need three rabbis to give a psak. What's the bit? There's a shah. In the old days, it wasn't like today. A pound of cucumbers was a pound. There was a price. So, Mashen Shein is talking about. No, there was a shah. And now you say that in English. I tell you. So, turn around, bottom. What does it mean? Maschen she'ein dam yudun. Perisher kivu, fruits that rotted. So now they rotted. You don't know the exact value. Or yain shehikrim, it became cream alaga. Or moish shechlidu, you have like Bitcoin. A cryptocurrency. You have no idea what it's shechlidu. Whatever money that got a little rotted. So now you don't know what the value is. You need rabbis to assess it. Tana rabbanan. You take three professionals, three seichas, guys who know, and they know this the values of not three that are not not value makers, businessmen. I feel nachri echamahen bailam. It's not a problem. It means we don't care if it's even a guy. A guy could tell you a valuation, or even if one of them is the owner, he also knows. He's a businessman. He knows the value. Three partners. So what about over here? It's a problem because each one's going to rub the other guy's back. Mao. Chaplain, I'm surprised you're here, even though you were in Times Square last night until 12:30. So Gemara says, no, Dimogun Rapapa Ubas Abasai Ra, that they weren't, each one of them did their own thing, even though they were They were married, right? Rabbah Bas Amsura were married. No, Ishishtay Noshav, Poy the Master Shane Shane of Yudun. Doing Rabbah Bas Amsura, right? That they were each one had their own business. So Mela over there, even though they were together, but they each one had their own business, they were separate. So Mela, you don't have to worry. You're not chosh that one is rubbing the other person's back.
Separate bank accounts.
Like, you know, you have people on the block, their wives have businesses separate. Moshe, move on. Ekdeshes b'shloisha. Masis and Loki Aitana. You ready? You're such a mishugana, you know? It's like, I'm going to start putting a little sticky note next to it. Like, my shver sends me to sign, like those signature things. I'm going to put one next to every word that is an avi word. You're mishugana.
What a coincidence. How'd you wake up from that?
Give it a few minutes. He's got the pilly. Hekdesh is like the horse mask. Hekdesh is a mishloisha. So Gemara says, we start at 6 o'clock. Please come on time. He never went to yeshiva. He never got the Rebbe treatment. We got to give it to him. Otherwise, he can't grow up. You know what I mean?
He's not going to have any stores to tell his kids.
You have to beat him good.
He's got four
guest stories. One guy was crazier than the next. Hekdesh b'shloisha. Masis l'loki aitana. Netanya, so basically,
boy, did I get an education.
When it comes to Hekdesh, like your Rebbe, like my Rebbe used to say, when you get older, you'll understand. Take you a few years. It's not drastic. Oh, this is like a mind. GQ, this is what he meant. Anyway, Hekdesh b'shloisha. My sister's like kind of time. We got a lot to do, and this is very late. Netanya, Rebbe Eliezer, Yaakov, I feel tzinur shel Hekdesh. Even a tzinur is a little tool, a little, I don't know what tzinur is, it's a fork, spoon, a small fork. If you want to redeem it, it means you have to, the valuation needs to be set by 10 people. So in the parsha of Hekdesh, there's three different parshas in the parsha of Hekdesh. There's Erechin, it says three, and by Pinyan Behemoth says three, and then by Karko it says four times Kahanim. So if you look at the Parsha of Hector, it says 10 times Kayan. So if he says you need 10, because it says 10 times Kayan over there. El Rabbanon, Shloshim Nalu, how does it know you only need three? Where does it see it in the Parsha? He didn't say, it says in the Parsha of Erechin, it says three. So Karko is Ksibu Rabba, Tiski Barba. Then Karkois, if you tell me you go with the actual text of the Torah, so by Karkois it says four, then it should be four by Karkois. And we know by Karkois it's 10. You need 10. Elamai, what are you saying? The reason why by Karkois you need 10, the Mishalma Buhu Asara. Because you look at the whole Parsha. The whole Parsha of Hekdesh has 10 Kahanim in there. So you put it all together and you say 10. So then Hekdesh is to Mishavu Shitli, by Shita. Then the Parsha of Hekdesh, the Torah is split into three Parshas, Behema, Erechin, and Behemoth, and Karkois. So by Behemoth and Erechin, it says it's six times Kayan. Then you should need six times Kayan. You should need six Kahanim by Hekdesh. And you, we know you only have three.
Erechin and Metalkalim?
Yeah, because, there's Karkois. There's three separate Parshas.
Right, so why are we picking six?
Why only? Because the Karka is separate. Karka is like its own thing. Sigmar says, Liboy Shita. Sigmar is a Kasha. It's a good Kasha. Kasha means Mishtapnish from the Kasha. It's not upgefrekt. They bring down, and all these Kashas, they bring down Trutzim that it's possible to answer. That's why it's only Kasha. Lamaisa, by Karkois, we need 10. It's not like a Bezdin. Because it's a Bezdin Shava. We spoke this out on by the Mishnah that it means that you need all 10. Pashas, you need all 10 to Paskin. It's not like 5 and 5. That's what most say. Some say no. By Kurz, you need 9. And the Kayan is the Machriya. So it's a Bezdin, it's not a Bezdin Shakel. And the Kayan is the Machriya. Ha'erichin. So Erechin is a parasha in Torah called Erechin. Erechin, a person could be marach. When the Torah refers to Erechin, the Torah is referring to a person. So you could be marach yourself to Hekdesh, and the Torah gives an evaluation for a person. A person's evaluation is from 20 to 50, I think it's 60 shkolim. That's how much you're worth. So if a guy says Erech alai, so it means he has to give Hekdesh, and he's 48 years old, he has to give Hekdesh 60 shkolim. Metatlin, the language of Erech, does not refer to metatlin. That's not the way you use the word of Erech. So the Mishnah says, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Ha'erechin ha'metatlin b'shloisha. And that's very interesting, because what does that mean? Because Erechin is referring to a person. There's no Erech ha'metatlin. You could be makdish metatlin. You could give the value of metatlin, but not Erechin. The parsha of Erechin is referring to a person. So what does this mean? My Erechin ha'metatlin. Amar gidol marab, bo'ime Erech kli ze'olai. Guy says, he does. He uses the language of the Torah on a kli. The Amarav gidol, Amarav. Ha'oime Erech kli ze'olai. Now he's in the Amar, my timer. Why? Because Adam Yedeh ain't Erech kli. Everybody knows there's no such language of Erech kli. The gum of Amar l'shem damim. Shemachin es damav. We have a klal. Ain't on the Moshe Dvar l'batala. I guess not in this year, but normal people. Is ain't on the Moshe Dvar l'batala. When you say something, especially when you're using the Torah's language, no, you can't use the Torah's language in a place that's not, the Torah doesn't use it. So if you're using that language, what do you mean? What are you trying to say? Erech metatlin? It does Erech kli ze alai? It doesn't go together. So it must be, what you mean to say is, I want to give the value of that kli. Yeah. What is the value of that kli? You need three dayanim to shatz up what that means. Yeah. What is it worth? What's a shtender worth? The Erech shtender is alai. What's it worth? $50, $30? It's immediate. You need dayanim. Shemalkan is namav. Fret tomorrow, hi Erechin ha-metatlin? It's Erechin shamatatlin. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Erech ha-metatlin, which is the way the Torah describes Erechin. You're saying you're just giving value of metatlin. That's not Erechin ha-metatlin, it's Erechin shel metatlin. You need the dayanim to shots up the Erech ha-metatlin, not the Erech. The Erech ha-metatlin seems like what we said, that you're making the Torah's Erechin on this metatlin, which it can't be. So Gemara says, Enechanami, Tani Erech and Shalmatatlim, switch the words. Chizda Amar, he doesn't like that. Avimi, Chizda Amar Avimi, the Matvis Metatlin Le'erechim. What that was, he said Erechim Alai, which is the Torah's way of saying Erechim. He said, I want to give my value to Hekdesh. I'm making Erechim Alai, which is 60 Shkolim. And then he said, and here's my car. So what is the car worth? Is that good enough? Is that 60 shkolim or not? So we need evaluation for that. Hi Erechin Metatlin, Metatlin Shal Erechin. So Gemara says, some the Metatlin Shal Erechin. It's not Erechin Metatlin. It's Metatlin Shal Erechin. It's Metatlin you gave for your Erech of yourself. The language of Mishnah again is wrong. Tani Metatlin Shal Erechin, you're right. Enechanami, switch it around. It's not Erechin ha-metatlin. It's metal shal Erechin. Ravoam Amar, a third shot. Ba'im Erechi Olai. A guy says regular, like the Torah says, I'm giving my Erech to Hekdesh. Ba'koyen ligvus menu metatlin b'shloisha. And Kekoyen Asar said, what happens is the Koyen comes and says, pay up. You said you're going to give 60 shkolim. You're worth. Where's the money? You didn't pay up. It's already 3 months. He says, I don't have money. So Bezin goes, takes a mashkin. They take one of his belongings. So if they take metatlin, they need evaluation. Well, how much is 60 shkolim? And if they take karkas, asara. To take out of Hekdesh, if Hekdesh has something that you own makdesh, and now you want to be poided, I understand you need to evaluation to take something out of Hekdesh property, you need evaluation. Because otherwise, it's already Hekdesh. So if let's say Hekdesh, I was makdish my car to Hekdesh. Now I want to be poided. If I give only $2,000, the car's worth $3,000, I'm stealing from Hekdesh. You can't do that. Eliyula Hekdesh, Shloisha Lovely, what do you need three for? It's interesting kasha because the Gemara's teretz is very simple teretz. Almost svaruhu mali yuli malafuki afuki my tamad dematoy yuli amid dematoy. What's the difference? Either way, you have a chiv to give hektish money, $60. You might give only 50, or you might give 100, and you don't owe 100. So it was our rhetorical answer. I understand, but what's the question? Why you do the evaluation? The evaluation because you don't know how much it is. And you can't make a mistake because you owe Hector $60. So it's either, you need someone to say that this is $60. No, you're not giving your car. You're giving Erich Alai. We're saying the last case we give.
Right. If your car is $40,000 and you only have to give $30,000, how much of the car do you give? You're giving a part of the land or a part of the Mepatah. But maybe I would think that if the guy messed up, he doesn't have the money, so he has to.
It's a tuba.
We have to err on the side of.
But I don't owe $100,000. I owe $40,000. Why take my whole property? So that's it.
You messed up by not having the money. You messed up by having one person appraised. If the guy made a mistake, then too bad on you.
He doesn't pay for his mistake for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Why?
The rest of his life. So
whatever. Make a mistake.
It doesn't work that way. No pain, no gain. You gotta evaluate.
You always get evaluated. You always have pain.
If you die, man. Where are we up to?
Right there.
If you die, man, he says you need a kayin. And the other one says you don't need a kayin. I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Bishlam, I'm going to be kayin. It says kayin and Torah. The Rabban and kayin lamalu. If you tell me you don't need a kayin, so what's the word kayin and Torah? Kasha. Good kasha. The reason why it's only a kasha, not upfront, because over here they say maybe lechatchila you need a kayin for everybody. It's only with the but it's taka, not such a good kasha. Not upfront. Akoy is tish of a kayin. So it comes to property, it's 9 and a kohen. It says 10 kahanim. This is an interesting limit. So chad legufe. So one, you need to tell you need a kohen. And Hanach, the other 9 times, have miyatach miyat. Vei miyatach miyat, all the rabbis. Tafil, that's sure. Every kohen is a miyat. What are you saying it for? You already know it. So it's miyatach miyat. Miyatach miyat is the bala rabbis. So Gemara says, a good chap. Fetti Gemara. Maskev lo Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nosan, Eim ha-chamish ka'am chamish Yisrael. It's a good kasha. Because what happens is, you have the first kohen. Then you have the next kohen is miyatach miyat. So we say it's Larabas. So that kain turns into a ribui. The next one is not a miyadach miyat. Because it's not one kain after another, because the second kain becomes a rabbis, which tells you Yisrael. So it's kain, Yisrael. Next kain is a miyat, miyadach miyat. So that's kain. Next, that's Larabas. So it's each one, you have 5 and 5, basically. It's a good chap. Rashi says, in the kama legufe, v'sheni lo yehav a miyadach miyad. V'shlishi, hader itzik legufe. Because now you're ready, you don't have, it's the next, last one was Yisrael. Maybe it didn't have a kayin. The kim nisrabele, miyadach miyad, tafil Yisrael, so I got a kosh kayin, davka kosve. La miyadach miyadu, the v'sheni la miyadu, a ribui. At this point, it becomes a ribui. It's like you look after the fact. Chayin kulam, chad davka, v'chad dav miyadach miyad. It's an interesting thing. The Adam Kiyotzeman, so we said that a person is like Hakoyis. You need 9 in a kohen. So what is it? Adam Mikadosh? Who's talking about? You can't be Makdish a person to the Hakdish. Donate a guy to the shul?
Not a bad idea.
Donating my son to the shul. you can have him.
He's really, really ever going to get him.
I'm going to revolve, but I'm the male lie. Now you say the money. The Tanya, I'm the male lie. Shaman is ever and I'm going to shook. You're valid like an ever that's sold in a shook. That's why you need 10. Boy, Rabbavan, what about Sarah? I'm the league. That's what I was talking about you. You have here that's meant to cut. Bekama. So how much?
It's so mean.
What? Sarah Imad Ligzis, we'll see in a minute. Mar's not over. Schwartz, you're also in here.
I'm sure I am.
Asaro Eben Ligza is Bekama. The Chassam Sofer, by the way, says that long hair is a nivel, you should know. But you'll see in a minute, there is a concept of shvach to it also, because you make a shetel out of it. Sarah and Ligzo is Bekama, Kegozdom. Bekama, Kegozdom, Yuvishloishus, so it has dinner metalphon, because here you cut off the hair, the head. You don't keep hair on the head. It's meant to cut off. It's like karka. And a person is Ushul Gakari, so it's like the person. Toshma, Maksha Abde, A Mailan Boy. Shimon Mila, Mailan Basara. And the hair, yes. Makai Mailan Basara, I mean, Ligzus Pligi. That's the Machoikas. Shema Mino. So name a Hantano, that's it, Shema Mino. So more says, name a Hantano, Kantano. Let's say this Machoikas, another Machoikas, Natan. Remember, yes, Ron Shank, Karka, and Karka. We have things that are Karka, not Karka. Ain't Chom Mailan Boy. Ketzad. Esik Vam Tunis Masad, look, I sell you 10 vines that are full of grapes. Valoma and El Chomish, you only sold me 5. I know what you're talking about. So a mayor Mechayev a Shul Moedim Mixus because it's karka. It's karka, and you're denying. Sorry, it's metaltlin. You're denying. You're saying that you know, it's only 5 by metaltlin's halacha. If you deny what I tell you, so you make a Shul Moedim Mixus, and these grapes since the Omer Lebatzer, the Chomer and Kol Karka are karka. No, it's karka. That's machlokes. Mar Savak Tzuris Dami. These grapes are considered their metalton because they're destined to be cut. Mar Savak Tzuris Dami. So Mar says, "Lo, you can't compare these two sugyas." I feel tamei Rameir. Even Rameir, I can't compare Rameir. How some kol kama the shavkalu mikash kachshi by the grapes. When you leave the grapes on the vine, grapes that are ripe, the grapes get bad. They get fashimelt. They become rajinkis. What do you call that in English?
Cream
malaga. Raisins, cream malaga. Here, the longer you leave it on the head, the better it is. Because then you can make a shadel, you make a long, one of those, the long ones, you know? So Mela, here is different. Dina Nefashis. We say Dina Nefashis needs 23. No, Dina Fashis, 1 second. Dina Fashis. The Esim Shlosha. Harova Va Nirva Ib Esim Shlosha. The Rova and the Nirva. Rova is the guy we have an ox that what do you call it? Sodomized? What's that word?
Close enough.
Close enough. Sodomized? last night they educated me. Sodom is the Bekitsi, you have an animal that's Reveya. So Mela, they both get Misa. Sai the animal and Sai the person that he's Meraveya. So Kaposik Vatani. Kaposik Vatani. Loishna Roiva Zachar, but Loishna Roiva Nigva. Nikeva. It doesn't matter if the animal was Meraveya someone, whether it's a Zachar or a Nikeva. Either way, it doesn't matter. So Gemara says, "Bishlami roiv anakeva." If you talk about the roiv as anakeva, "Lechsev araktas isha ves habehema." That's a pasuk. El roiv as zochor. How do you know, Manolan? How do you know that you need 23? "Lechsev kol shoychev in behema mos yumos." The pasuk already says that anybody has relations with an animal, he's gonna die. So what do you need this pasuk for? Emanuel Shaykhiv, Tawil Nishkiv.
Too old.
Va'afkar Achmana, Balash and Shaykhiv. La Kush and Nishkiv Shaykhiv. Ma Shaykhiv, who behemta Esim Shlesha. Av Nishkiv, who behemta Esim Shlesha. It doesn't matter if the animal brings it on the person or the person brings it on the animal. Either way, it's Esim Shlesha. Sharan Niskel. Sharan Niskel means that an animal goes ahead and kills a person. The halach is, you have to kill the animal. You need bezin shal esim shloisha to kill the animal. Shor niskav esim shloisha shnemar, hashor yisakel, vegam balov. You know what? I didn't realize.
You didn't use
the last night? I thought, hashor yisakel, vegam balov yumas. So Gemara says, kemisa bam, kach misa hashor. How do you know that the shor gets has to be have a Bezin Shel 23, maybe the Pusik is telling you something else. It says, Ashur Yisakel, the Gambal of Yumos. Maybe, I'm going to buy the robe, my Dahai Gambal of Yumos, the Mises Abayel, and Kach Mises Ashur, the also, that Ashur needs a Bezin Shel, Esam Shalosh, Ema look at Talo, the also. Maybe he's telling you that if your animal kills a person, the owner of the animal gets killed. Why are you saying the animal? Forget about the animal. That animal do wrong. The owner of the animal, you didn't watch the animal, you get killed. Sigmar said, Imkin Lichtov, well, the animal will get killed also. Imkin Lichtov, the Gamba Olav. Means the Torah writes, Ashur Yisakel, the Gamba Olav Yumas. It should say, Ashur Yisakel, the Gamba Olav. They both get killed. Elamai, the fact that says Yumas, is come tell you that Kemisa Bailam, Kachemisa Ashur, that's the limit of the Torah. The Gemara says, "Ikos Rachman Ahachi." Gemara says, "No, maybe let's go back with what we're saying. That it says, Ashur Yisakel Vegam Ba'olov. That's really what it should say in the pasuk, and telling you that the owner gets killed. So why does it say Yumas? Oh, it says Yumas for a different reason. Ikos Rachman Ahachi Hava Mina Beskila. You would think if it said Yumas." Ashur Yisakel Gam Ba'olov, the owner gets skilo.
Like the shor.
Like the shor. So that's what it says. You must tell you he gets chenek. So must have a skilo sokot aitach. Kotel iu b'sayef. He gets sayef. Memoina b'skilo. He's going to get skilo, which is worse. If a guy himself takes a sword and kills a guy, takes a gun and shoots a guy, he gets sayef. His animal kills, he's going to get skilo, which is more chamer? That's impossible. Why would you say that? So Gemara says, "Dilma hide the kosher rachmana yumas la kuya luye la fukim misayev lechenek." No, fakert. Yeah, maybe continue what we're saying. I'll show you Yisakel and Gambal. I want to say yumas. It should just say that and stop. No, yumas telling you that you don't get sayev. You get chenek. You get a cool dicker thing. If you kill someone, you get sayev. If your animal kills, you get chenek. So Gemara says, "Hanichel amadam chenek chamor." If you hold chenek as chamor, then you can't learn out that you must come and tell you chenek because that's chomer and that doesn't make sense. Elamanda chenek hill, so Michael Memer. Maybe that's what you must come and tell you. And maybe back to square one that's what the pasuk's telling you. Hashar Yisakel Gambalov, tell you that he dies, and you must telling you take him out of Saiv and give him chenek, which is more calm. Lo Yisakadaitach. The ksivim koyfu yushas olav. It says in koyfu yushas olav the next pasuk. Now, we saw that the Bakatolu, if you tell me that the owner is supposed to get killed, no, the Pasuk says that you can't pay off your Chiv Misa with money. So if you have a Chiv to get killed, you can't pay it off with money. So why would over here would it be a halacha that you give Kaifer? So Gemara says, Adram, Shim Higufa, no, maybe Fakarat. Katal Iyu, like Tizgay Minor, Ala Katalo. Katal Shari, Living Nasha Minor. Maybe that's exactly what Torah is telling you. You have a Chiyah Misa. In a case where you killed, you're done. If your animal killed, you have a Chiyah Misa, or pay up. So Gemara says, Ela Machaskia, no. A whole new halacha, a limud, a new pshat, and it doesn't mean like we're saying, V'chein telling me, Cheskia, Makram, Mois, Yumas, Amakar, Tzeachu, Arutzir, Chosah, Atahargoi, V'yatahargoi, Arutzir, Hashoroi, and Melo, when the Pasuk is telling you, Hashor Yisakel, Gambal of Yumas, Yumas is extra. And in fact, Yumas is extra, it's telling you, Ke Mises Abaylam, Kach, Mises Ashor, they need a Bezim, Esim, Shalosh. Ibarilu, Shor Sinai, very interesting halacha. The halacha is, it says, In Behema, here. In Behema, in Ish, lo yichya. M'shecha yavahem yalbar. Sorry. L'sika b'yad, talking about the Har Sinai. Kisaka yisaka yori yoroi yore. In Behema, in Ish, lo yichya, m'shecha yavahar. And it's basically, if you go up, you're going to get stoned. Yichayim skilo. So what happens if an animal goes up? Does he get? Do you learn out? Is by Har Sinai the same halacha is over here? So yeah, it's the same halacha. Even though the Mishnah doesn't bring down this halacha, the Gemara brings it in. It's interesting. Tosis asks, "What's in the Gaya? Who cares what happened with Har Sinai? It's done. It's over. We're not having Har Sinai again. What happened, happened.
You have to fill the page.
So, that's the Rashbam learns like that. But, I'm just joking. Who is it? Somebody says, Tosfos gives a teretz, but this one, I like this one better. The Ran says that if I make a neder, Harini Nozin and Misa Shor B'Sinai B'Chav Gimel. So that's a Shiloh. Meiri said Nafkamin is L'Noider that he's going to give Aniyim as much as the Dayanim that are needed to kill the animal by the animal that went up to what's it called. So that's I'm going to give. I'm going to feed 23 Aniyim or 3 Aniyim, whatever it takes. So the Nafkamina, that's the Nafkamina. Yeah, that's the breakdown. Otherwise, a little interesting. Hariva Azev, we got to go a little weiter. Amar Shlokish.
No, really
not. Vushim Misoy. Has to be the lion and the wolf they killed. Avaloy Misoy Loy. You can't just kill the animal. Amar Ksava, because one of them says you need to bring it to court. Amar says, no, just kill it. So he says, it has to be killed. Amar Ksava, Yeshlem Tarbus, Yeshlem Bailam. If it didn't kill, you're not allowed to kill it. Why? Because it could be domesticated. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Al B'Shloim Misoy, Amar Ksava Ein Lam Tarbus. No, he holds that doesn't matter. These are dangerous. These are dangerous species, and if you see one in the street, kill him. You see a lion in the street, you got to kill it. Tanan, Rabbi Elazar Amar Kol Koydim LaHargan Zocha. It says Zocha. What's Zocha? What B'Shloim Rabbi Yochanan Lamai Zocha. What are you Zocha? What do you get? Zocha L'Iron. You can keep the skins. Elo Shlokish, who holds that it killed already, Lamai Zocha. You're not allowed to keep anything. Once it killed, it's like the Mishnah is telling you, it has a din misa. Din misa, you're not allowed to keep anything. It's also, I know. No, you saved the rest of the world because it would have killed another 40 people. He actually puts in the word Shemayim, so it fits like him. We'll continue tomorrow. Thank you very much. Dr. Mishnah. Ches. 3. Ashim says, Abba Shalom, Yirash Yistavu. You wait till it gets a mum. Reb Shimon Aymish name Mishchat B'Tzafam. Yechu Kacham Hashemayim. You like that. Amar Lahem Loi. Emi Vin Kachal Beisim Sol. Nesav Chatikas B'Chatikas. Kachay Kachim B'Kachim Kalam. Anachol Yem Echa Anachol B'Nachol Mishnei Yom. Yechu Kacham Hashemayim. You eat it like the Mochamer. And over here, he's Maider, he says, because there's no other Takana. Thank you very much.